Hello, welcome to the English News Center Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, the Phiep Ninh Kieu Cantor Flower Garlands and Color Lanterns Festival 2023 was officially opened last night at Ninh Kieu Wat Park, Kowloon Canal, with many interesting activities attracting thousands of visitors and people visiting. The opening ceremony, with many musical performances praising the country, the homeland of Cantor City, and the beauty of the shimmering Ninh Kieu Wat on the opening day of the festival. The highlight of this year's festival is the lantern contest and hot air balloon demonstration, the lantern contest with 100 lanterns and models. Also last night, Cantor City Military Headquarters and People's Committee of the Nok District held the opening ceremony of Death of Soldiers and People in 2023. Colonel Phạm Ngọc Quang said that this is the 17th year that the city's military headquarters has coordinated with localities celebrate the Spring Festival, celebrated with people in the city, and also the second year, soldiers and people that is held in Thuc Nop's hometown. It will take place from January 5th to 8th. This afternoon, the Inner Sectoral Inspection Team against smuggling, commercial fraud and counterfeit goods in the area of Cantor City of the 389 City Steering Committee Council held the meeting on the plan to inspect the production and trading of goods in the area. According to the plan, the delegation had an inspection of the goods. The inspection content will be the observance of regulations on production and business conditions, the exercise of rights and obligations of traders in the production and trading of goods and services in accordance with law. The test period is from now to September 1, 2025. The National Assembly passed a resolution approving Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính's proposal on the appointment of two deputy prime ministers at its second extraordinary session in Hanoi on January 5th. Trần Hồng Hà and Trần Lưu Quang officially became new deputy prime ministers for the 2021-2026 tenure after the resolution received yes votes from all of the 481 participating legislators, equivalent to 96.68% of the total number of the National Assembly deputies. The document came into force after it was approved by the legislature. This morning, January 6th, the Government Inspectorate held a nationwide online conference summarizing work in 2022 and implementing work tasks in 2023. Deputy Prime Minister Lê Minh Khái attended and delivered a speech to direct the conference. In the year 2022, the Government Inspectorate and the entire Inspectorate have made certain contributions to the overall results of the country. In the past year, state administrative agencies at all levels received more than 382,000 tons of citizens, processing 316,747 eligible applications, settled 22,000 secondary cases of complaints and denunciations under each authority, reaching the rate of 88.8%. The conference set out the mission direction for 2023 and rewarded units with excellent achievements in the past year. The first Mandarin Orange Festival in Lai Vung District, Dong Tháp Province, 2023 with the theme Aspiration to Rise, organized by the People's Committee of Lai Vung District in collaboration with the agricultural newspaper of the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, held in Lai Vung District on January 5th and lasts until January 8, 2023. The Civil Aviation Authority of Vietnam has just issued Document Number 7, CHK-VTHK, dated March 1, 2023, proposed in the Ministry of Transport to allow increasing the fleet size of Vietnamese airlines to meet market demand, as well as receive the recovery opportunity of the international market. The Archives Exhibition Paris Conference Historical Negotiations opened on January 5th at the National Archives Center, Baden-Hanoi, introducing more than 200 documents, images, and artifacts or being resort at domestic and foreign shortage centers. Lao Middle quoted a notice from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of his country and is saying that Vientiane had reached an agreement with Beijing on the reopening of the Baden-Powell International Land Body Gate connecting Yunnan Province, China, with Luang Nam Tha Province, Laos, on January 8. That's all for the English Digital Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.